Yeah, it is blowing and it is blizzarding and it is cold outside, but that is not going to stop my good buddies in the FM Walleyes Unlimited Fishing Club from having their meeting tonight, 7 o'clock at the Doublewood Inn in Fargo. As of right now, it's on. As of this second, 4:37 p.m., it's on. And the guest speaker, the special guest, a gentleman by the name of Brett Setterholm, a Pahrump, Minnesota area fishing guide, is en route to Fargo right now to give a talk to all the good boys and girls at FM Walleyes. And as I always like to do, I like to have the guest speaker on my program beforehand to tell us what he's going to talk about and give away some secrets. So I want to welcome Brett Setterholm of Pahrump, Minnesota to the Mike McFeely Show. Hey, Brett, how you doing?
Good. Great. I'm doing great.
Are you driving safely? Is everything okay on Highway 10 between Pahrump and Moorhead?
Yeah, I'm traveling right now. It's pretty windy out, a lot of blowing snow, but the roads seem pretty good yet. So I'm just cutting away through it.
So tell us about your background in fishing before we get to the questions about how I can catch more fish and catch more walleyes, Brett. You have a guide service out near Pahrump. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I've had my guide service. It's probably going on 14 years now running, and then I'm a teacher as well. So I run that summer, my guide business, and do a lot of tournaments as well. So mostly kind of focus on Otterdale Lake and the things surrounding Pahrump.
So what are you going to talk about tonight to everybody at the FM Walleyes meeting?
Tonight I have, I'm focusing on five different lakes, West Battle Lake, Big and Little Pine, Rush Lake, and of course Otterdale. I'm just kind of letting the people know what to look for, time of year, depth, just every presentation.
How often do you fish those lakes? And you said you mostly focus on Otterdale. How many days a year do you get out there and fish walleyes, Brett?
Oh, Otterdale Lake. I probably miss in the summer maybe 10 days, maybe due to weather.
Jeez.
I'm on it quite a bit.
So you know the lake just a little bit is what you're saying. You know where the fish are hanging out and where they're hanging out and why they're hanging out. Just a little bit.
And they're too in the area. So I fish those lakes pretty hard since I've been even, you know, knee high and even see over the side of the boat with my dad. So I've been out quite a bit.
So what is the key to those Minnesota lakes? And we're not asking you for GPS coordinates or anything else, Brett, but in general, if Mike McFeely goes to Big Pine, what am I looking for? And it depends on the time of year, of course, but what am I looking for to pick up a couple of walleyes?
Well, Big Pine, you know, of course it does depend on the time of year, but if you're looking at, you know, right in June, somewhere in there, a lot of the shallow flats, a lot of jigging. So, you know, minnows just dragging along with, you know, look for the nice green weeds coming up. And Big Pine's got a great concentration of walleye.
Do you have a favorite presentation, Brett? Or are you one of the guys who says, I don't care what they're biting on. If they're biting on marshmallows and bobbers, I'm going to use that. Or do you have a certain presentation that you like to use no matter what?
Well, I definitely go with what's working. You know, we change our presentation a lot. Jigging in the spring quite a bit, and we'll change a lot to the regular roach rigs. Doing a lot of bottom bounces through July and then the fall, and, you know, do a lot deeper vertical jigging. So you got to change it up a lot.
Is that a problem that you see with anglers that you take out and guide, is that they're not maybe well-rounded enough, that maybe they rely too much on, you know, boy, I like to catch fish on spinners, for example, and so I probably err far too often on the side of dragging a spinner around with a crawler or a leech. Would it benefit us all, us lower anglers, than your level to maybe become more well-rounded?
Well, you know, it definitely depends on how much time you can put on the water, too. You know, a lot of my clients, they come up, you know, from out of state, and they just want to get a guide and get on fish right away. We can do it. We can be out there, you know, so it's pretty convenient for the clients to get out there and do what you're doing. A lot of people, you know, I let them bring their favorite rod, bring it along, you know, and if they like to do spinners, we'll do spinners. And then you fine tune different things, you know, so they learn a lot. And that's the bottom line, is educate these people on how to catch fish. And if they're staying up for the week, you know, they might go out at the beginning of the week of their vacation and then try to mimic that throughout their vacation and make it a success.
How much pressure do you feel as a guide? And that's a question I ask all of my guide friends, because I would think there'd be a tremendous amount of pressure to catch fish, because people, you can talk all you want about, oh, the camaraderie and gosh, isn't it a beautiful day? And hey, how about a sandwich? But in the bottom line is, if people have a limited number of days they can fish, Brett, you know that. They want to catch fish. So I would think going out in the mornings, there's got to be a little bit of pressure on you, huh?
Well, yeah, there's quite a bit of pressure. I mean, but I have right on my brochure, you know, no fish, no fees. So, that adds a little more pressure if you're trying to pay the bills. But, you know, I think that these people, you know, hard workers, they earn their money and they want to come up and they're paying for something. And it's your job to put them on fish and catch fish. You know, you don't know how many fish you're going to get, but, in the presentation to their learning is quite some value. But there's a little bit of pressure. But you definitely want them to have a good time and teach them things, and catch fish is definitely the bonus of it.
Brett Setterholm, he's a fishing guide out of Perham, Minnesota. He's going to be speaking to the FM Walleyes Unlimited meeting tonight, Doublewood Inn, 7 o'clock, doors open. They'll have some beverages and some things there, so bring your wallet and join the club if you haven't joined it yet, and you'll get a chance to listen to Brett Setterholm share his knowledge with you. What's the biggest walleye you've ever caught, Brett?
32 inches.
32 inches would translate to what? 11 pounds, 12 pounds?
Just over 11 pounds.
Okay. How about a client? What's the biggest walleye a client in your boat has brought in?
A 26-incher.
Okay. That ain't bad. That had to be a lifetime fish for that person, I'm guessing, huh?
Yep, it was. Yep, definitely. And it was a novice that didn't hardly even fish. It was like the third or fourth walleye he's ever caught in his life.
Well, you set the bar too high then. He thinks that's the way it normally is, right?
Yep, and made the day go pretty easy for the rest. There was a lot of teasing going on in the boat the rest of the day.
Where do most of your clients come from? Are they out of the Twin Cities or someplace else?
No, you know, I have a lot of clients come from Nebraska. That's where a lot of my clients come from, out of state.
Huh. Okay. Do they ever want to fish for anything besides walleyes, or are you strictly a walleye guide?
Well, I'm strictly, but if they want me to go for some muskie or panfish, you know, that's whatever they want me for, I'll provide the boat. You know, I don't have a lot of tackle for that stuff, but I'll do my best.
All right. Do you go for big fish if they specifically want to go for a big walleye? Can you do that? Or you just say, you know what, we're going to do what we do, and if we catch a big one, we catch a big one.
Well, I always tell them we're going to be on big fish. It's just whether they bite or not.
Yeah, that's a guide out of everybody's heart. Hey, Brett, thanks a lot for coming on. I'm looking forward to hearing you tonight if I can make it over across town through this terrible blizzard. Why don't you let people know where they can get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about hiring you this summer? Do you have a website? Do you have an email? Do you have a phone number? Why don't you give out that information if you would?
Yep, you can get me at www.brettsguideservice.com, or you can call my cell phone, 218-731-3173.
Got it. Travel safe, buddy. We'll see you tonight, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Brett Setterholm, a guide out of Perham, Minnesota.